Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, Tuesday, March the 7th, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour, 32 degrees and mostly sunny skies here in Marion. Looks nice outside, but we're right at the freezing point. Well, what a good time we had yesterday on the program. I got to tell you, I'm going to say this again because I know... We do these giveaways right at the end of the program, and sometimes I'm trying to get the name out as we're going off the air. Yesterday we had great entrants. We had Ryan, Pat, Judy, Mary, Jean, Ernie, Brenda, Ted, and Charlene. The winner of the two tickets to Pancake Day coming up this Saturday at Tri Rivers, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. was Jean. So Jean, you were our winner yesterday. Now, you'll be able to pick those tickets up on Friday. I'll be at the studio Friday from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. And everybody who wins prizes this week like that will have to come to the studio Friday to pick those up. But I'm there quite a while, 8 to 1, so hopefully everybody will be able to make it over. Now, Trish, who won her gifts last week, she's got the Del Taco Beanie and also two tickets to Pancake Day. Hers are already at the studio. I left those there Friday. So, Trish, you can pick yours up Wednesday or Thursday from 10 to 12 when Linda is there. Now, if I happen to be there before Friday, I'll let you know if I happen to drop those tickets off. But Jean was our winner yesterday, and I want to thank everybody who was participating. We had a great call volume yesterday. To be honest with you, I don't even know how many calls we had. I know it had to be over 50. But the caller ID that I have only holds 50 calls, and we went well above that. So I know that we had more than 50 calls yesterday, and that was just during the 9 o'clock hour. I know we had some calls during the 8 o'clock hour. So I appreciate that, and I like doing this Marion Family Feud, because you really can't look up the answers, and you don't know what's in my mind, because I'm coming up with the questions. So we're going to finish our category out today, get some new entrants, because we still do have pancake tickets to give away. So if you did not win pancake tickets yesterday, you still have a chance to win them today. But even if you've won pancake tickets, feel free to get in, because I also have other stuff to give away that I might give away depending on the morning. We have $10 gift cards to Del Taco. We have Neighbor's Pizza. You never know when I'm going to throw one of those in. People seem to like those. One-topping Neighbor's Pizza. We have Del Taco Beanies. We have some other things in the giveaway folder as well. But you know what's interesting about Neighbor's Pizza? We've given six Neighbor's Pizzas away. One large, one topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza. And we've heard back from five of our six winners. Ted, Sarah, Mary, Judy, and Trish all said they love the pizza. Now, we haven't heard back from Ernie, but Ernie just won on Friday. So I don't know if he's had his Neighbor's Pizza yet, but when he has it, I'm sure he will call in and let us know how it was. But everybody who's called in, five for five, have said they like their pizza. And they were also very nice people. So I hope if you've won a pizza or if you're listening to this show, I hope you go there and try it again. Throw some money their way. That's how these people stay in business. And that's how we're able to do prizes. So I appreciate that when people order more than just the free pizza. Or go back and get another pizza if you like the pizza. And it's interesting because, you know, you never heard much talk about Neighbor's Pizza. At least I didn't. But now all of a sudden, we're talking quite a bit about them. All right. Does anybody have anything to say this morning? Anything on anybody's mind? 740-751-4038. You know, I also, I don't know if anybody's noticed, I finally got the phone problem fixed, which was going on for months and months and months. It was all call waiting. That was the issue. What would happen is I would be on the line with somebody and somebody else would call in and you would hear that beep. And nobody liked hearing that beep. Thank goodness that beep's gone. But the problem is so many calls would pile up that the modem, my modem, thought it was under cyber attack because so many calls were coming in and it wasn't ringing busy. So my modem overloaded and it would just restart. And that's why I would go off the air for like 3 to 5 minutes. But since the call waiting's gone, people now get the busy signal, and nobody likes getting the busy signal, but it doesn't allow my modem to get overwhelmed by the phone calls. Although, I've always said this is not a bad problem to have, being overwhelmed by phone calls. That means people are listening, and I certainly appreciate that. All right. Well, we got a call coming in right now. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I was listening early before you come on the air. You had a little segment there about Madge Cooper.
Oh, yes, yes, Madge Cooper.
Well, I followed that right through. It was coincidental how I listened so clearly about it. I've heard it before, but I never picked up on it like I did this morning. So you said that Madge Cooper was born in 1910. Well, my mother was born in 1910. Then the next segment in that thing you had on about her, there was a place about, there was a date mentioned of 1931. Well, my oldest brother was born in 1931. And then the next segment there in that conversation was a date of 1941. Well, I was born in 1941. Then the next little segment, there was a date of 1960. Well, I graduated in 59, so I followed that too. It was quite coincidental of all the dates there was related with my family and my mother being born the same as Madge Cooper. Then the moral of the story, and I'll get off of here, was in 1958, I was walking down the street. That was when Short Ford was on the corner of George and North Main, and I was co-oping. I'd go to school half day and work half day up to Ford, and I was walking down the sidewalk, and I heard something and saw it, boxes falling out of this station wagon, and I thought, I'm crying out loud, and then this woman got out. She was picking up the boxes. Well, I run over there immediately and helped her pick up boxes. Of course, North Main Street, 1958, about 8 o'clock in the morning. Wasn't very busy like it would be today. And I helped her pick up the boxes, unbeknown who she was. And so she told me she was going to radio station. Her name was Madge. Well, I guess, Cooper, I guess. That would be there at that time, or Guthrie. I don't know which her name was at 1958. But anyhow, she gave me a little, really a warm welcome to life. She said, I'm a work at WMRN, and she said, what is your desires in life? And I said, I don't know. I said, I haven't really given a thought of it. I said, I thought I might be like to be a hunting guide up in Alaska or Canada or something like that. She said, young man, if you need any help, you call me, and I can maybe help you with some connections of getting a job like that or something.
Ah.
So I thought that was pretty cool. Me, a young lad of the age of probably 16 when I was up there, because I graduated when I was 17, so that was 58. So 59 when I graduated and 58 when I was talking to her. So I just thought I'd pass that on to you about the coincidental dates there. So if you play that again, you can refer to those dates with my conversation with you.
Well, I will. I tell you, it's interesting about Madge. There are two stories that are not in that that documentary, radio documentary, that I think are interesting about Madge. And what you said is exactly how she was till the day she died. She always believed, and I always thought this was the reason why, she believed anybody could achieve what they wanted to do, no matter what it was, and she was going to help them do that if she could. And here's why I think that was. When she broke into radio, 1941, now this is before television, certainly before internet, and I think being a woman, she was the first woman in radio here in Marion, and they put her on the air because she was a woman. So I always thought that Madge was so helpful to other people because people had to be helpful to her because women were not supposed to be on the radio in 1941. And I think that's why she had that in her. Now, the other interesting thing is I think people now of this day and age, because there aren't too many of them left. I mean, she retired in 19... She would come back and do things, but she retired full-time in the mid-70s. And it's interesting because when she went on the air, as I say, in 1941, there was no television. So if you listened to anything, if the only other thing than the newspaper was the radio. So that's how popular she was when she was on radio. And the final thing is, when you mentioned those dates, being born in 1910, when I met her, she did not look her age. And I was trying to figure out how old she was. And I thought, well, maybe she's in her 70s. And I even asked some people who saw her. I said, well, you know about Madge Cooper, right? And they all said, yeah, we know her. How old do you think Madge is? 70s, maybe 80, you know, something like that. At that time, she was in her early 90s. Because people didn't realize she had a whole nother career before radio. She was a school teacher in LaRue. And it was interesting because Madge did not like her age. It was never printed anywhere until late in her life. But she lived to be 99, so it turned out to be okay.
Yeah, and you know what? I often wonder, after hearing you and Charlie that worked up there, what would be the significant thing of her carrying all those boxes in a station wagon? Can you ever imagine, and had a tailgate down and the back part of the station wagon up, those boxes started tumbling out of the back when she was going to work. Now, no doubt, she picked them up on along the way, wherever she lived at that time, and was taking those empty boxes up to the radio station for some unknown reason to put something in or something like that. So I thought it was pretty cool hearing that name all the rest of my young life, and clear up till right now, hearing it on the radio replays that you've put together, which is very nice, that I just lived with that name, and it was pretty cool knowing her, and she was going to help me any way she could. She said, just get a hold of me, and I thought, well, that was pretty neat at that age, you know, finding somebody like that.
Well, there was a generation, and unfortunately they're dying off now, but there was a generation that grew up with her on the radio. And it was interesting because she lived in the big yellow house next to the towers. And if you didn't know anything else about that house, you knew that Madge Cooper lived there. I mean, I remember my grandparents, which would have been the generation that listened to her, they said, I said, who lives in that big house over there? And they'd go, Madge Cooper. And I said, well, who's she as a kid? And they said, well, she was on the radio, and everybody knew that about her. Madge Cooper was on the radio. That's on that generation, because they didn't have television. They didn't have internet. If they wanted school closings, they listened to her.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very interesting back in those times. You didn't realize that all the technology and stuff today that you had just grown up to an era like that didn't even have television, you know. And I just take it for granted everybody had television, you know. We didn't back then, but we never missed it. And that's the way it was. The radio was the leading source of information in the Marion area. That was for sure.
Well, and I also think her being a woman, being one of the few, and well, the first really in Marion, she had a real neck for, and Charlie used to say this too, that, you know, I think on that special, Charlie said he learned to interview by listening to Madge, being her engineer. And she just had a very unique way about her. She was very curious about everything. She always wanted to work. She was a very interesting lady. You know, to go to college in 1931, a lot of women weren't doing that. And she was a very unique woman if you spent any time around her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing. We're fortunate to have a radio station with people like myself that would be able to call in and know you personally that we could talk to. You're a very interesting person, too, and very knowledgeable on so much stuff that you didn't waste no time learning and paying attention how to acquire your position, I'll tell you that.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. I'm no Madge or Charlie. You know, those two, they really did cut away. Madge and Charlie kept this town informed from the 40s until recent times. They,
well, you're sure of speaking that way. But you're only 42, Scott, and they were a lot older than you. So you know what? Don't ever put yourself down any, which I know you don't. But you're pretty well represented, too. If the airwaves was bigger and we could hear more comments from other people all over, they have the same kind of opinion of you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, Scott. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, but yeah, Madge and Charlie, those are the two that I remember. And if you really talk to people who know about radio in this town, those are the two names you probably get most often. Matter of fact, one time I did a poll on the radio, and I said, hey, tell me who your favorite radio personality is. And it was always Madge and Charlie. Those are the people, those are the names that people remembered. All right, phone lines are open. Anything anybody's got to say? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Hey, how about that water tower? Isn't that a good story? We're going to get our water. You know, I think we got to do stuff like that. Isn't it Aqua, nice of Aqua to, well, you know, it's their water tower, I guess. Dress that new water tower up. We need stuff like that. Throw some new paint on that that thing and... there are certain things in your community you want to look nice. You know, the hospitals, the streets, the water towers, things like that. All right, anything else on anybody's mind here this morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 30 minutes past the hour on this Tuesday morning. 32 degrees, right at the freezing point. But you got to remember, we still have 14 days left of winter. So we still have a minute before winter is going to be gone. Now, we do want to do another giveaway here today. But we've got it. Well, let's take the phone call, and we'll come back to this in a second. It's always good to have a conversation. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I've been a little bit out of the loop here for a few days. My son and daughter-in-law was across town, and they says, what are those red buildings over on the other side of Menards?
Oh, storage units.
More storage units?
No. Apparently, we got a lot of stuff to store here in Marion.
Oh, because Brad says, well, there is a lot of them. It's bigger than Menards.
You know, somebody said that to me the other day, too. There are a ton of those, and somebody said, boy, do we really need that many storage units? Yeah, that's what they are, storage units.
Well, I wonder if one of the companies is using it for storage.
You know that.
I mean, a factory.
That very well could be, because there are a ton. I can't imagine they would all be for private citizens.
Well, no, but can you imagine the whole Sears building for storage?
Well, and you know, I keep wondering about that. I mean, I think anything new is great to try, but do we really, do that many people in Marion need temperature-controlled storage?
Well, I'll bet you there somebody has a plan. They didn't just do that because they had the material.
No.
Yeah. Well, at least the Sears building looks a lot better.
It does. And, you know, these storage units, there are a lot of them out here, but I like to see these things being built
And they're doing a great job on the old Ryan, the Tri Rivers people, putting that together. So
why
it's,
hasn't that thing been around the clock
since
they first built it?
That building, I think, has a hex over top of it or something. I don't know what's going on.
It's kind of like Chuck E. Cheese steaks.
It really is, and I heard it's going to be for the child care part of it, which I hope is true, because I think it would be nice to be out of the school to take the kids over there, like a daycare.
But we got a lot of kids that need taken care of, and a lot of people quit, taking care of them, and so, yeah. But, Scott, I was just nosy, and somebody asked me, and I'm kind of housebound here for a little bit, and so I thought, well, the best thing go is go right to the top.
Hey,
so I called you.
Hey, well, thank you. I appreciate. I'm glad I could help.
Oh, thanks.
Bye-bye. You know, sometimes I can help with stuff like that, and sometimes I can't. But, you know, I live close to the storage units, and I don't know what all those storage units are for, to be honest with you. There are a ton of them. I don't know how many there are, but holy mackerel. We've got the temperature-controlled storage out at the old Sears building. But it's, the caller is right. It does look much nicer in there. So thank goodness for that. But the ones out here by Menards, they look nice. But boy, there's a lot of them. Which, hopefully they get used. I don't know. You know, I tell you, that's a business to be in, apparently the storage unit business. You know, if you had any money tucked away, and I guess if you wanted to make an easy dollar these days, either get in the storage unit business or the college dorm business. Because I keep seeing that our dorms are full out here on, Route 95, but I guess that's, McMahon Boulevard? No, is that McMahon? You know, I always get those two confused. I don't know why. I think that one is Innovation and one is McMahon. I think that's McMahon. In any event, you know where the dorms are. They were built in the right place. They always seem to be full, which is great. Very, very nice idea. And I wish more people would talk about that, because we talk enough about the bad stuff. Not that we don't have to talk about the bad stuff. We got to talk about the bad stuff to keep the boat rolling. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, me again. That Tri Rivers building, I spoke to you the other day, and when I drove by it, I'm positive my mind was clear enough that I read on the side there, Tri Rivers Adult Learning.
Oh, that's good, because I hope that adult learning. Now, I wonder if
the younger people would be over there at Tri Rivers, and maybe they were sandwiching older people in at different hours of doing that, and so they thought, well, to put all the adult over there, maybe some other kind of learning for adults, and they could go there to instead of to have to go to Ohio State College or something like that.
You know, I'll tell you, hasn't Tri Rivers been an interesting story? I mean, for a long time it was a great vocational school, but in the last few years, the things they've done with robotics, and now able to buy this building over here and possibly branch out across the street, the new sign they put up, which, cosmetics are important. I'll tell you, Tri Rivers has really been cutting a path the last 5 or 10 years.
In that vocational training I mentioned in the segment I was talking about, Mad Cooper, we had it at Harding High School when I was going up there, and everybody thought, well, you was old grease monkeys, that we had auto shop and we had machine shop and this and that, and it was something really good. I wish they'd start that at a younger age and children and stuff, and they can grow into a profession, and when it comes to college time, not knocking the college part of it, because there'd be other things doing, but for different things at that age, you could have your training and stuff and already there while still going to school, and instead of learning about history and geography and changing dramatically, and you don't even know nothing about it yourself. They change everything and take away everything. I thought it'd be a great idea that you could go there and have a profession while you're at a real young age, and didn't have to go through the agony of the expensive college education to do something like that.
Well, and I'll tell you, here's what I would encourage people. If you've never been to the Withrow schools here in Marion, because Marion City schools get a bad reputation a lot of the time, ask to tour sometime the Withrow schools, because that's essentially what a lot of them are doing. They teach the kids welding and things of that nature. They're kind of a on-site vocational school, and I don't think people know what goes on in these Withrow schools. I know I wouldn't if I wasn't at Marion City, because I don't have any kids that go there or any relatives that go there, but I now know some kids who do go there. And that's essentially what they do at the Withrow schools. I know they do welding. I hear about welding all the time.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about the aqua water, I might as well get clarification while I'm on here. Maybe other listeners didn't quite catch it. But I listened to Adam giving that aqua tower. That's on top of Gurley Hill, right? That's what he's talking about. It was the Marion, we just call it the water tower for Marion. Is that where he's talking about the location of aqua water? They just changed the name of that and put it... I haven't been up that way and looked at that tower. You know, you have to get it to a certain place there to see it and read it. And but anyhow, the point I was getting at, I thought that was always called Gurley Hill. And I listen closely pretty good at things I want to listen to. And Adam said something about it was on Hill Street. Well, Hill Street goes over there, I think, from Prospect over to State Street, and then from State Street up over Gurley Hill, and then over to Vine Street, you call an alley, and then a little alley used to go through there, and you walk in the front door of Harding High School, the old Harding High School there. I think it's Grant Middle School or something now, but I can't keep track of all the names and stuff of the different movement, like with having the contest on the restaurants and all the name changes and stuff. Same place, but different names. But I thought that was Gurley Hill. And I think, is Adam talking about, or do you know, you probably do, aqua water. I know they put different towers up different places as the cities and stuff grow. Each area, they get more water supply to have pressure to supply the businesses and stuff around. But yeah, is that aqua water still the same places?
As near as I can tell, they must just use Hill Street as the address for it, because it does cover an interesting amount of area over there. But,
well,
yeah.
This one street going over from State Street, I believe I'm talking about, over to Vine Street, but Hill Street is on back there. But I was just wondering, Gurley Hill, they do change street names and stuff, but I didn't think they ever changed it. I'll have to go up there and I'll find out for myself, looking to see if that's still old Gurley Hill, because anyone that lived out in the West Ends and all over Marion that had to come from that direction to go to Harding, well, we walked up over Gurley Hill, and like the old schoolhouse, I refer to it, we walked uphill both ways, to and from school, when those kids back in the country days, you know.
You never wanted your car transmission to go out on Gurley Hill, or you'd be going down Gurley Hill pretty fast.
That's another factor. I said all the time when my wife and I and all the thousands of other children and stuff come eligible to drive and operate a motor vehicle, if you had a stick shift, they called it, on the column, and then they went to the floor shift, the four on the floor, three in the tree, and those kind of expressions that you wouldn't know what a guy was talking about unless you're in that generation. But that was the thing. Stop your car at Gurley Hill, put her in low, and climb up Gurley Hill. And then stop there in the middle of Gurley Hill, and then put the brakes and operate the clutch and the gear shift, and then go up Gurley Hill. And if you could do that, you could drive a vehicle. See, that was a part of the
that's a good test. That's a good test.
And you've driven a stick shift, right?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'll tell you something funny about it. Somebody asked me recently, they had a stick shift car, and they said, do you know how to drive a stick shift? And I answered real quick, and I said, yeah. But, you know, then I thought, you know, I haven't driven a stick shift in probably 15 years. I don't know if I could still do it. You know, that's one of those things you got to stay in practice with.
Well, that was a fearful thing when you got up to any of the hills going to, just like there where the towers are. And if you stop the lights at the bottom of the hill and you went up there and then the car stopped, then you have to put it down into low, and then you had to let the clutch out, let the foot off the brake. And but it was tricky, and you'd roll back a little bit. Good thing you didn't keep rolling. You'd be some serious trouble. Might not be around talking about it today.
That's true. You wouldn't want a lot of traffic over there.
Yeah. Okay, Scott.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you know, as far as I know, the water tower that we're talking about is, you know, the one over by Gurley Hill. And I'm pretty sure it's still named Gurley Hill. That's one of those landmarks here in Marion. All right, anything on anybody else's mind? 43 minutes past the hour. You know, I like talking like this. I think it's interesting. 740-751-4038. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Call back in, 740-751-4038. Up and down Gurley Hill. You know, I'll tell you, that is a steep hill over there, too. And it's an interestingly placed hill in Marion. You know, when they were building that neighborhood, see, you had to have real craftsmen in those days to build the houses on a hill like that. You know, the people who live on Gurley Hill, you know, what do they do when it gets icy or snowy out? You know, if you back out of your driveway, you go sliding right down the hill. But that water tower is going to look nice, so that's good that Aqua is doing that. I don't know the last time any repairs were done to that water tower over there. You know, I had something in my mind there I was going to say, and I think it popped right out of there. Your mind will do that from time to time. All right, anything on anybody else's mind? 740-751-4038. Questions, comments, anything. We always enjoy hearing from our listeners out there. I driving a stick shift is something you have to stay in practice with. Push in the clutch. I don't know. I'd be nervous to do it now. I'd have to go out on a back road and see if I could still do it before I'd want to go out in the city and see if I could still drive around with and operate a car properly. You know, people now, they just go out there willy-nilly, get on their cell phones and drive up and down the road. All right. You know, McDonald's has been very good lately. Service-wise, so I really don't have anything to complain about here in the mornings when it comes to McDonald's. Although, I did hear a lady the other day, because I believe the Main Street McDonald's and the Delaware Avenue McDonald's have gone to the automated system where when you order at the window, it's an automated person who takes your order. And I'll tell you, there are some people. Now, this was an older lady, but she did not like that. And I don't think she'll be going back to McDonald's anytime soon. Has anybody had to use the old automated system out there at Delaware Avenue or Main Street? Now, the one out here on Mount Vernon Avenue, for whatever reason, has not went to the automated system. I don't know why that is. And, I don't really know what happened to the one lane out here either. I mean, the outside lane is open out here at the McDonald's. But boy, it looks like somebody tore right through the area there, up on the curb. The box is all smashed in, the menu's kind of tilted. It's been that way for about a month now. I keep wondering what happened to the thing. You know how hard it would be to jump that curb there in the McDonald's parking lot, knock all that stuff down? All right, 46 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. Anything on your mind? 740-751-4038. All right. Well, I'll tell you, our trivia question yesterday in regard to Marion history was past and present sit-down restaurants. Now, we got a lot of them. We had 21 to begin with, and we got down to 19. There are still two left here. We'll get back to this in just a second here. Stay with us.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, here I am again. Yeah, Delaware Avenue. I use that McDonald's diner quite frequently. And the time they get the automated system, you listen to that, two cars in the other lanes already went around me and stuff. I could have had my ordering been up and around there, you know. It's a slow down process on serving people like that. I don't know what it's about. And then if they didn't mention a certain thing on there, they'd give you a free cookie. Well, I've got a lot of free cookies off of that deal, so I can't complain one way or another like you. You have no complaints. I don't either. Why, the new system and produce free food, so what are you going to do about it?
That's right. With every good, there's some. With every bad, there's some good. At least we get free cookies.
Hey, adios.
Thanks. All right. Again, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. You know, it is nice to give you a free cookie. You go through all that trouble and blood pressure issue, and at least you get a free cookie. Now, our category yesterday was sit-down restaurants in Marion, past and present. Now, there are two we did not get. Now, let me run down this list in case you didn't listen yesterday or have forgotten the restaurants that we had. Here's the restaurants we got. Cafe George, Kagan Vine, Turoff's, L&K, Stewart's Root Beer, Denny's, Michael's, Perkins, Ponderosa, Bonanza, Ross's, Godfather's, Pizza Hut, Smorgasbord, The Shovel, Isley's, Red Lobster, Bob Evans, and House of Hunan. But there are still two sit-down restaurants in the history of Marion that we do not have. Now, I did give a tip yesterday. Both of these places are out of business, and both of them were on the east side of town. Both of them are out of business now, and both of them were on the east side of town. Does anybody know the businesses? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, the one I was going to say, I just now heard you say that they were out of business, so I was going to say Bears.
Yeah, not a bad. Yeah, these are both out of business, but they were both on the east side of town.
Out of business on the east side.
And you had to sit down.
It wouldn't be Friendly's then, because Friendly's was south.
Yeah, Friendly's was south.
Okay, I'll keep thinking.
Okay. Yeah, it was not Friendly's. Now, remember, these were sit-down restaurants. You had to be able to go in and sit down and eat there. And they were both on the east side of town, and they're both out of business now. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Both restaurants on the east side of town, and they're both out of business now. Now, we'll be giving away another pair of tickets to Pancake Day this coming Saturday, today, which will be a lot of fun as we enter people here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
What about G.D. Ritzy?
Not G.D. Ritzy. Good guess, though. No G.D. Ritzy on the list here this morning. 51 minutes past the hour. This would be a restaurant, two of them still left on the list. They're both out of business now, and they were on the east side of town. 740-751-4038. Now, I'll tell you, this morning I created three new categories, so we'll see how that goes if we get through this one. Go ahead, caller.
CC's Pizza?
Not CC's Pizza. Not CC's Pizza, but that's not a bad guess. Two restaurants on the east side of town, which now are out of business, but they did good in their day, let's put it that way, and they were sit-down restaurants. And as I say, last night I created one, two, three new categories. Now, they're kind of interesting categories because, remember, these all come out of my mind. But we'll see how that goes. Sit-down restaurants is the category. In the last two, Both were on the east side of town. Both are out of business now. And they both were you could sit down and eat in these places. 740-751-4038. Now, the answers we have, Cafe George, Kagan Vine, Turoff's, L&K, Stewart's, Denny's, Michael's, Perkins, Ponderosa, Bonanza, Ross's, Godfather's, Pizza Hut, Smorgasbord, The Shovel, Isley's, Red Lobster, Bob Evans, House of Hunan. But there are still two left, two restaurants on the east side of town. All right, let's take the phone call here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, would that be on the north side of Mount Vernon Avenue or on the south side? Maybe visually I can think down along the sides, but I know one side's got malls on the side.
I'll take one of each.
Okay.
One was on the north and one was on the south.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, one was on the north and one was on the south, and Mary is in her car right now. Can't call in, but she's guessing the LK Royal Buffet. Not the LK Royal Buffet, but good guess. 740-751-4038. Now, both restaurants were on the east side of town. They're both out of business now. One was on the north side, and one was on the south side. You know, I'll tell you, you can get so screwed up with that north side and south side thing on the east side of town because of the way that road curves. So would the north side be like where the plaza is and the south side be where Perkins is? Go ahead, caller.
The peanut parlor.
Not the peanut parlor. Not the peanut parlor. I think that's right, though, because the south side would be, the south side, I think, would be where Perkins is, and the north side, I think, would be where the plaza is. Yeah, I think that's right, because that runs toward North Main. All right. Two restaurants on the east side of town. One on the north side, one on the south side. Both out of business. You could sit down. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try the Pizza Chef.
The old Pizza Chef. Do you remember the Pizza Chef? My goodness.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You had your own little jukebox at each booth.
And what happened to that? I mean, they had good pizza. They were a nice big restaurant. I don't know.
Yep, that was a great place to go.
Yeah, now that's the north side of the road, right?
Yep, that's the north. Yep, that was the north side of the road.
So now we just got the one on across the street.
All right, we're getting there.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yep.
All right, Ryan got his cap on this morning here. The old Pizza Chef. Do you remember the Pizza Chef where you could go in and sit down? You know, I just looked at my messages here, and Mary had just guessed Pizza Chef as well. Mary, I'm sorry I didn't look over there sooner. But we got the Pizza Chef. We got one more now before we start a new category. Are we going to get the final answer here before we move into the next hour and maybe start a new category? Here we go. Dick Warwick moved to Florida. Well, that's what happened to the Pizza Chef. I guess when the owner heads out of town, that's the way it goes. One place left to go, and it would be on the south side of the road. I'll tell you this, the building's still there, and the building is still being used. Kind of like I was talking about Cold Stone the other day. It's a business restaurant that you could sit down in on the east side of town, on the south side of the road. Building is still there. It's being used by something else now. What would that be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Cafe George, Kagan Vine, Turoff's, L&K, Stewart's, Denny's, Michael's, Perkins, Ponderosa, Bonanza, Ross's, Pizza Chef, Godfather's, Pizza Hut, Smorgasbord, Shovel, Isley's, Red Lobster, Bob Evans, House of Hunan. We've got all those answers. What's the one we're missing? All righty here. Go ahead.
Is that place east or west of the mausoleum?
Okay, so east would be going toward Meyer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going toward Mount Gilead, the way I figure the east-west out of Marion, that's like pick a town.
I'll say east. South side of the road going east.
Okay.
East of the mausoleum on the south side of the road. Building still there. Being used by something else now. This business is out of business, but it was a sit-down restaurant. 740-751-4038. Well, we got the Pizza Chef this morning. Ryan's in there. And remember, if you've won pancake tickets, feel free to get in because we will give other things away. We've got the Neighbor's Pizza. We've got the Del Taco gift cards. We've got the Del Taco beanies. We've got some other things. So if you've won, feel free to get in. You're not going to get, there's no penalization, let's put it that way, in our prize policy right now. What restaurant are we thinking about here? South side of Marion Mount Gilead Road, east of the mausoleum, building still there? Well, think about it. We're going to break. We'll come back in 15 minutes and see if anybody has figured out the mystery. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's. Here we go. It's announcement time.
That I want to write myself on an independent ticket and run for president of the United States.